Hello, BKFK listeners. We took a little break last week, so today we're bringing you one of our special Patreon episodes. Did you know that we have more than 75 extra episodes on Patreon? For example, our most recent one is the story of Cleopatra. If you want to have a listen, you can subscribe to Patreon for a week for free. Let's get on with the story.
The Sphinx. Many years ago, in the land of Egypt, the gods became very angry with the Egyptians and sent into their land a terrible and troublesome beast. It had the body of a strong, powerful lion with sharp, dagger-like claws covered in dry blood. Its head was that of a woman, not a gentle, friendly-looking woman, but a terrible, evil-faced woman. She was known to all as a monster, an evil creature, a beast to be avoided at all costs. It was called the Sphinx. She lurked on the road just outside a town, Thebes, which was only accessible through a rocky path in the mountains. There was no other way in at all. If you wanted to go in or out of the town, you had to pass the Sphinx. Some had tried to avoid her by climbing the steep cliffs above and below her. Their bones can still be seen scattered at the bottom of the cliff. There was only one way to get past her. Every time a traveler came to the Sphinx, she caught them and said that she would only let them go if they could answer her riddle.
What animal is it that goes on 4 feet in the morning, on 2 feet at noon, and on 3 legs in the evening?
If they got it wrong, they would be torn to pieces and devoured instantly. No one could answer the question. The Sphinx was destroying people of the city, one by one. There wasn't anyone that could defeat her, because no one could guess the riddle. One day, a young Greek named Oedipus came traveling to the city. He made his way up the rocky cliff, completely unaware of the danger ahead of him. His journey had been long and it was getting dark. Toward the top of the cliff, he began to feel that something was wrong. He no longer heard the crunching of gravel under his feet. The crunch was somehow different, louder, more crackly. He looked down to see that he was walking through a pile of bones. In a state of panic, he looked up and came face to face with the Sphinx. Her lips curled in an evil smile.
Going somewhere?
She said wickedly.
Yes,
Oedipus stammered.
I'm on my way to Thebes. I mean no harm, oh mighty one.
You would like to pass, would you?
She asked slyly.
That would be nice.
Very well,
she said, lifting her great, powerful foreleg. Thank you.
On one condition.
She roared, slamming her foreleg down.
You must answer my riddle correctly.
She shrieked.
Or die.
Oedipus was terrified, but realized he had no choice.
Very well, let me hear your riddle.
What animal is it That in the morning goes on 4 feet, at midday on 2 feet, and in the evening on 3 legs.
Oedipus thought carefully. What manner of creature could this be that changes its shape so dramatically in one day? He scratched his head, perplexed. The Sphinx smelled victory and began to lick her lips. Then Oedipus began to smile, a satisfied smile of realization. He stood up and looked the Sphinx in the eye and answered,
"Humans? In childhood we crawl on our hands and knees. That's 4 legs. As grown-ups, we walk upright on 2 legs. But in old age, we need a stick to help us, making that 3 legs.
At this reply, the Sphinx uttered a cry of rage and jumped up from the rock, off the cliffs into the valley below, and died where she had thrown so many poor people before her. Oedipus had guessed the answer correctly. When Oedipus came to the city and told the people of Thebes that the Sphinx was gone and that they were free, they cheered and celebrated. They invited Oedipus to be their guest of honor and to rest, eat, and drink while they sang songs in his praise. The evil Sphinx was gone, and at last, they could walk their roads in peace.
In case you were wondering, a human is not a baby in the morning, a grown-up at midday, and an old person at night. The riddle was comparing a day to a person's entire life. So, the morning is the start of your life, midday is the middle of your life, and the evening is the end of your life.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.